the song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. Sing.
We worship you.
Sing it again.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory.
We
Alpha and Omega.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Sunday, January 21st, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And today we're bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit, with your host and producer, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry from now until 8 a.m. Plan to be here, bringing the very best in gospel music as we bring you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for this first program of the year 2018 for Sounds of Praise. Even though we couldn't make it the past 2 weeks, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us through safely today. And we pray, oh Lord, this program would minister to many souls who you draw by the Holy Spirit to hear what's going to be said, what's going to be played this day, so that many might be born into your kingdom. Others might be strengthened and encouraged to go forward in you, and needs might be met, and your name uplifted and praised as we glorify you. To whom belongs all honor, all glory, and all praise. And we thank you for this privilege in serving you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Your own voice, with your own song, fill this room with worship, fill this
515 here on WNFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, January the 21st, 2018 edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. I want to apologize again for not being on the air the past two Sundays. The first Sunday in the year, my car was not totally dug out, most of it. Not even dug out, and it was just so cold and windy out there, I couldn't get it done, so therefore couldn't get to the station. And last week we had a lot of things going on, and so therefore again I didn't get enough sleep to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get to the station, so apologize for that. But we are back, and today we are bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. We believe you're going to be blessed. As I said earlier, we brought you the first program on Pentecost Sunday of last year. And I don't know the exact date, but we brought you part two sometime after that. Now we're bringing you part three, The Release of the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy Spirit is almost forgotten or ignored or not utilized as properly as he should be. It's not an it. He is an individual, just like the Father and the Son. He is a being, and he is God, and he's the third person of the Godhead, and we want to illuminate his work in the life of believers today in Jesus Christ and the life of those who are outside of the saving grace and keeping power. We pray that these programs will minister directly to those situations. So, that's that. Let me give you our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. So just give us a call if you'd like us to do that. And it's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work on your behalf. And so therefore, please give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The release of the Holy Spirit. If you read the Bible, you can find, like I have found, there are numerous instances where God's Holy Spirit was released into the world to accomplish various works. And it's my estimation that the Spirit of God is not fully recognized in some areas of the Christian church. He's probably ignored and most are unknown in many other areas of the world where Christianity is not a major influence on individuals' lives. But we believe that if we, as believers in Christ, allow him to be released in our lives and then through our lives into other lives, the work of the Holy Spirit will take on the intention that God the Father and God the Son intended. And so, therefore, great things can be accomplished as the Holy Spirit is released. And that's what these programs are all about, bringing information about how the Holy Spirit, released in the world and in lives, can be a benefit and a blessing. In the book of Genesis, going back to the very beginning, in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Or, the Spirit of God was released upon the face of the waters. Richard Smallwood and the Singers. And this is Holy Spirit, here on Sounds of Praise.
Yes, we do.
Of love, Holy Spirit.
What took place on the day of Pentecost, God, as he had promised, sent the Holy Spirit into the world, and that empowered the believers, 120 believers who were in the upper room, to go forward and spread the gospel, and thousands of souls were saved that very day. And that's what should be taking place every day because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who have given their life to Jesus Christ. Martha Munizzi, teaming up with Daniel Eric Groves here on Sounds of Praise. And the song is entitled, Fill Me. That's what God does. He releases the Holy Spirit. He's released the Holy Spirit into the world to fill individuals who believe in Jesus Christ to the overflow so that they might not only be benefited by his presence in their lives, but others might be benefited by his presence through their lives. Fill me here on Sounds of Praise.
lift up your hands and sing it out. Make that your prayer tonight. Say, empty me.
It's 5:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, bringing you part three of our ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. And that's what he does. He comes into our life and removes the things that are not like God so that he might be in control of our lives. And then with him in control as he directs us, he then can be released through us into other lives as well. God doesn't just give us enough to meet our needs. He gives us enough to overflow our lives so that others might be blessed by the overflow. That's what he said. He said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, meaning more than we could possibly use for ourselves. He gives the abundant life so that we might have something to minister into other lives as well. And the Bible tells us that on the day of Pentecost, just as Jesus had promised, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, the disciples, were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Pastor Marvin Sapp, and this is Fresh Wind here on Sounds of Praise.
I feel the presence of the Lord moving in the atmosphere. Like on the day of Pentecost, they were all with one accord, and a sound came from heaven. My boy wrote this. I love it. I believe in the promise to say,
oh, yeah.
When the Lord will surely come,
oh, yeah.
With miracle signs and wonders,
oh, yeah.
And the power. Sing it for you.
Right
before you ascended,
oh, yeah.
The apostles were standing right there.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible is a witness.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel him in the air.
Oh,
Fresh wind.
Fresh wind.
Five 46 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. We just heard Pastor Marvin Sapp and Fresh Wind. And the house that we want God to fill is our physical body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Public service announcement coming up here on Sounds of Praise.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 5:48 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. And as I said, we began this series last year on Pentecost Sunday, and then we followed it up a few weeks later. And now we are bringing you part three. And the message that we want to get across is the fact that the Spirit of God is in the world, came on the day of Pentecost. He's filling the lives of those. Matter of fact, he brings those who are outside of the saving grace and keeping power to the salvation gift of God. And then he resides within our lives to strengthen us to continue to live for Christ and also to be able to serve God through the overflow that he provides in each and every life. So if you're blessed by Sounds of Praise, it's not me, it's the Spirit of God working in me and through me into your life so that you can be a blessing in some other person's life as well. 5:49, the Sounds of Praise time, Smokey Norfo, and this is power. That's what he does. He gives us the power to live for God and serve him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
And from Pastor Smokey Norfolk and Power, this is Mark Condon, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. It's 5:58 here on Sounds of Praise, and if you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and this is the Sunday, January 21st, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. We began with our theme songs today, Zenzo Matoga on the piano with Agnes Di, followed by Israel and New Breed with Alpha and Omega. Richard Smallwood and the Singers were next with Holy Spirit. Martha Munizzi teamed up with Daniel, Eric Groves, and Fill Me. Past the Marvin Sapp followed with Fresh Wind. Smoking Awful was next with Power. And we just concluded the set with Mark Condon. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Yes, there's no big deal about allowing the Spirit of God to be able to do his work in and through our lives. We just allow him to do what he's come to do. If he leads and guides and directs us in the way that